I have been telling you guys the pressure on Caitlin Clark, it is going to be insurmountable. I've been telling you there's going to be more pressure on Caitlin Clark than any other professional athlete in the country. And no, I'm not talking about the pressure on Caitlin Clark right now to win a championship at the professional level of women's basketball. Some in the media are claiming that Katie Rue Clark needs to win a championship to cement her legacy. That could not be further from the truth. The legacy of Caitlin Clark, it's already been established. Historically speaking, Caitlin Clark is going to be remembered as the most impactful player in the history of women's basketball. Now notice, I did not say that she will be remembered as the greatest player. I don't think I am qualified to make that claim because I don't watch women's basketball. I watch Caitlin Clark. She will be remembered, though, as the most impactful player because Caitlin Clark has accomplished something that no woman in the history of women's basketball has been able to accomplish before her. Caitlin Clark took women's college basketball into the mainstream. And if you don't believe me, if you happen to disagree, watch what happens to their ratings next season when Caitlin Clark retires from the professional level to collect minimum wage in the WNBA dump. There is going to be an unbelievable amount of pressure on Caitlin Clark to, once again, achieve what many believe, myself included, what many believe to be impossible. Whether it's fair to put this much pressure on Katie Rue Clark, it really doesn't matter. There's no such thing as fair. The truth is, the pressure, the expectations, they are going to be real. Caitlin Clark is going to be expected to save the WNBA. And WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert, the diva of dump divas, the Goliath of garbage, she is going all in on Caitlin Clark. She is putting all of her chips on the table. She is betting on Caitlin Clark. And to be honest with you, it's a brilliant strategy from Kat Engelbert. Because right now, she's putting all the pressure on the television networks to take a risk. She is pressuring the networks to invest millions of dollars into a league that has failed to generate a single peso in profit in the last three decades. According to Kathy Engelbert, networks like ESPN, ABC, they are devaluing the WNBA. Right now, the WNBA is being paid $60 million a year to provide networks with exclusive access to the dump. Now, some people look at this and say, this is outrageous! Within the next couple of years, star NBA players will be making $60 million a year. The WNBA offers networks elite athleticism, and they are unwilling to pay more because they're women. Yeah, I happen to disagree with this notion that the WNBA is undervalued. Hell, at $60 million a season, I think the WNBA is overvalued. But, you know, that's just me. Right now, I pay around $60 every month for dump divers to collect my trash twice a week. What's that, about $700 a year? Why would I be willing to pay $60 million for the same service? The WNBA is trying to capitalize on Caitlin Clark by demanding a massive financial increase from its broadcast partners. Two-thirds of nationally televised games in the WNBA are broadcast by ESPN and ABC. So basically, Kathy Engelbert, she is demanding a massive increase from the network who claims to be the home of women's sports. If ESPN isn't willing to put their money where their virtue signaling mouth is, Kathy Engelbert is threatening to take the WNBA to other networks, which I hope that happens. I don't think it'll happen. I don't think ESPN has the balls to let the WNBA walk. The worldwide leader in woke, they are more likely to overpay for the WNBA than risk being labeled as misogynist for believing that the WNBA isn't worth the money that they're demanding. If the dump is forced to negotiate with other networks, we might actually see the true market value for this league. Now, according to Front Office Sports, the WNBA is demanding to be paid between $80 and $100 million a season. Now, some in the mainstream media are claiming that that is a reasonable number. Networks are paying the NHL $625 million a year, and their ratings are the same as the WNBA. Believe it or not, this is partially true. It's also another example of the media serving a shit sandwich. Once again, the media is only giving us part of the story. I had to do their job and finish the rest of the story myself. Yes, during the regular season, ratings in the WNBA are almost equivalent to the NHL. Last season, the dump averaged 462,000, while the NHL averaged 474,000 on ESPN and TNT. However, these numbers are a bit skewed in the WNBA's favor. That 462,000, that includes games broadcast on ABC. The number for the NHL, it only includes games broadcast on cable. But either way. Doesn't matter because the NHL provides the majority of its value in the playoffs. Last year, the NHL averaged $1.2 million in the playoffs, $2.6 million for the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, those numbers were atrocious for the NHL, but they look like a polished turd when compared to the WNBA. The dump. They averaged $470,000 for the playoffs, just $8,000 more than they averaged during the regular season. They averaged $728,000 for the WNBA Finals, which was the most watched WNBA Finals in the last 20 years. Just think about that. $728,000, that was their highest number in 20 years. They're bragging about these numbers and they're complete dog shit. For the last few months, the media, along with myself, we have been criticizing Charles Barkley for averaging $400,000 to $500,000 on CNN. We have been laughing at Caitlin Collins. Katie Roo! We have been laughing at Caitlin Collins because she can't attract lonely men in prime time. But when the WNBA averages $462,000 during the regular season, the mainstream media, they pretend like it's a huge success. These pretend basketball players are amazing! The WNBA is competing with Ren and Stimpy! Woohoo! Yes. But that's okay. Kathy Engelbert is banking on the fact that the WNBA won't be competing with reruns of Ren and Stimpy for much longer. Their savior, their hero, I can be your hero, Kathy! Their hero is on the horizon. Kathy Engelbert is hoping that the networks will be willing to overpay for the WNBA because Caitlin Clark is entering the league. John Costner, who I would assume has no relation to Kevin. John Costner is a former executive at ESPN and the current founder and owner of Costner Media. Not Kevin Costner. He told Front Office Sports, "You cannot deny the attention that Caitlin Clark has brought to women's college basketball. She will bring far more attention to the WNBA, and people will discover the amazing talent offered in this league. I am telling you, there is nothing more exciting than facial hair counting contests and overtime. You will be amazed during All-Star Weekend when the WNBA has their annual airballed dunks contest." Look. John Costner, he knows a hell of a lot more than I do when it comes to media advertising and broadcast rights deals. And maybe he's right. Maybe Caitlin Clark will save the WNBA. I can tell you with certainty, John Costner is right in the short term. Initially, Caitlin Clark will bring increased awareness. She will bring thousands of additional viewers to the WNBA. The question is, will it be sustainable long term? Me personally, I have my doubts, and I have almost 30 years of history to back it up. The WNBA was far more popular 25 years ago than they are today. When the league first launched, they had actual star players. Cheryl Swoops, employee number one, the original Pooper Swooper. Lisa Leslie, Becky Hammon, Dawn Staley, Rebecca Lobo, Teresa Weatherspoon. I mean, outside of Caitlin Clark, who are the other mainstream stars in the WNBA? Well, Casey, there's Bob Griner. There's Kelsey Plum. Kelsey the Plumber? I mean, she's great and all. Beautiful woman, good player, and she is an absolute force with that plunger. But is Kelsey Plum a mainstream superstar? No. And don't even get me started with Bob Griner, the woman made famous for her vacation with Vlad Pooter. You know why Michael Jordan was so special? Now, obviously, he was unbelievably talented, but Michael Jordan had other superstars to work with. He had to overcome Larry Bird and the Celtics, had to overcome Isaiah Thomas and the Pistons. First championship, he beats Magic Johnson and the Showtime Lakers. It's same with LeBron James. He had to overcome the Spurs dynasty, had that rivalry with Steph Curry and the Warriors that carried the NBA for 5 or 6 years. Point is, it can't be all on Caitlin Collins to carry the WNBA. Caitlin Clark. Can't be all on Caitlin Clark to carry the WNBA. She's got to have villains. She has to have other superstars at an equal level that she can work with. And that is assuming Caitlin Clark is winning in the WNBA. The main reason Caitlin Clark is so popular at the college level, besides the media-created rivalry with Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark is winning. She's dominant. If Iowa was playing in the NIT, no one would give a shit about Caitlin Clark. In the WNBA, she is going to be drafted by the Indiana Beavers, or whatever the fuck their name is, a team that hadn't made the playoffs since 2016, a franchise that's had 2 seasons with double-digit wins in the last 7 years. Caitlin Clark is going to the dump of dumps in the WNBA dump. Yes. Her first game will be appointment television. It will shatter WNBA records. Seriously, I would not be surprised if Caitlin Clark's first game in the WNBA drew over 1 million viewers. But what happens next? What happens once the curiosity factor wears off? There's 11 other teams in the WNBA. What happens when their games are on national television? Better yet, what happens if Caitlin Clark doesn't win? What happens if she struggles? What happens, God forbid, if she gets injured? Do you see where I'm going here? The WNBA is asking the networks to pay significantly more. They are asking networks for a long-term commitment at the chance that the star power of Caitlin Clark can carry over to the WNBA and propel the league into the mainstream. Now, sure, an additional $20, $40 million a year, that's chump change for these networks, but it's not only about the money, it's about committing valuable airtime, primetime viewership time slots to a league that has consistently proven they cannot draw ratings. More than likely, the WNBA, they're going to get exactly what they want. ESPN will give them $100 million, there's no doubt about it. But all the pressure is going to be on Caitlin Clark. Pressure from the league, pressure from the fans, pressure from the networks, pressure from the mainstream media. I actually feel bad for her because if this does not work, guess who's going to be blamed? Caitlin Clark. She's going to be blamed for being put into a position that she didn't even ask for. But give me your thoughts on this. WNBA demanding $80 to $100 million for their broadcast rights next season. Is it worth the risk? Can Caitlin Clark accomplish the impossible and take the WNBA into the mainstream? Personally, I don't see it happening, but I could be wrong here. I could be wrong. Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.